Blog Talk Radio.
Three, two, one.
Malone's Hype Line is now on air and ready to take your calls. You have just tuned into the best urban talk show on Blog Talk Radio today. This is where you can voice your opinion and state how you truly feel. If you are new to the Hype Line, welcome. For callers, please say your name and where you're calling from, and let the fun begin. We talk about relationships, sex, current events, pop culture, life. You can get advice. Or if you just want to sit back and listen to others speak, you can do so. Please follow us on Twitter at DJ Malone Pro. Like us on Facebook/DJ Malone Pro. Go to our website, www.dmpproductions.net, or chat with us live. On www.blogtalkradio.com/DJ_Malone. And just log right in. Psst. Spread the word. Once again, welcome to the show. And without further ado, would you please welcome our host, DJ Malone.
What's going on? What's going on, people? Welcome. Oh, great. Spectacular. I'm really close. I'm Blog Talk Radio. I'm talking about Malone's Hype Line. Thank you. Sit down. Welcome, people. What are you old? What are you new? I welcome you. I'm the one and only DJ Malone, rocking from all the way from coast to coast in Chicago, Illinois. What up with you, Joe? Tonight, I'm talking about online dating. How do you guys feel about it? 773-897-3976 is the number to call in and give us your input on this topic. As you guys already know, I've been saying it throughout, and I've been letting people know, February 16th will be the 3-year anniversary, and sadly but true, that will be our last show of, well, ever. And the reason why I wanted to take this time out before I bring anybody else on is because I feel like I've been getting some feedback from people. Like, people have asked me, oh, well, Malone, you know, I feel like this, and I feel like you shouldn't stop the show. But here's the thing. I'd rather give this show all it's worth. And we had a lot of good potential names come on the show, and we had a lot of good times. And I want to leave on a high note. So if you guys would please tune in February 16th, 2015, 9:30 p.m. will be the 3-year anniversary and, yes, the final episode of Malone's Hype Line. So I encourage everybody to call in, whoever supported the show, please call in. If you never called in before, please call in that day, because that will be the last day you probably will ever get to call in. But I will be having a TV show, which I will be going over the times and everything coming in. But first of all, let's get our first caller, man. Caller from the 913 area code. State your name. Where you calling from?
This is Brooklyn.
What up, Brooklyn? What's going on?
What's up?
So how was your day?
It was good. It was good. Can't complain. How was your day?
Busy, just busy. But, Brooklyn, what are you going to miss about this show, man? I know we're coming to the end of the show, so what are you going to miss?
I'm going to miss everybody, the laughs and the jokes, and especially miss the rant of the day and talking shit to your crazy ass.
Most definitely. We're taking your calls, people. 773-897-3976 is the number to call in. Make sure you do it. Okay, so let's get down with nitty gritty. We are talking about online dating. I hope everybody has done it. Brooklyn, what are your thoughts on online dating? Have you ever done it? What are your thoughts on it?
I tried it. I won't try it again. I think it's too many crazy people, and then a lot of people on the internet that say they this away and they that away, but turn out to be a different, like a different person, and have a complete different personality than what they say they had. So I don't. I mean, just depends. I will never try it again.
You think the online dating is a lot more easier than it was before? Like maybe like in 2004.
Of course, this, I mean, 2000. It me personally, it went down the drain, and I was saying 2003.
Most definitely, real. I don't know. I think online dating can be a good thing if used properly. I think online dating is it's a good way to, you know, get to know people on a personal note. And I don't know. It's just it's different. It's different. So that's just my take on it. What did you do over the weekend, Brooklyn?
Worked. Did I work?
That's all you did? You didn't do anything else?
Nope. I worked.
I work too much to have fun anymore. Why do you say that?
I just do. I don't have no social life anymore, DJ. You don't call nobody, so I don't have no social life. Have no friends.
What about, I mean, sometimes that's a good thing, though. Sometimes that's a good thing. Do you think that's a good thing?
Sometimes.
I don't know. Sometimes I think it being a sometimes not having a social life is the best life. You know, you could just be with your kids, and you know, that's how things work. But let's get with another caller. Come on, caller from the 713 area code. Please state your name. Where you calling from?
Chattown in the house. Ow.
Hello.
What up? What's up?
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, brother. What's poppin'? So what are we talking about, man? What we got going on?
Oh, tonight, man, we're talking about online dating, man. What do you feel? What are your thoughts on online dating?
Oh, shit. No comment.
You think it could be a bad thing? Or, I mean, do you have a bad experience? Or
I mean, it can weigh. It can weigh. It can go good. It can go bad, man. That's what I can really say about it. You know, I had my experience, man, with the whole online dating, and yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing I'm going to say. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you guys my experiences with online dating.
Ooh.
Excuse me. Ooh, shit.
Smoking on that Bin Laden over there. Shit.
But my experience with online dating, the first time I did it, I met this girl, and she lied to me. She really did. It was really fucked up. So, I'm going to tell you how it happened. So, I'm talking to this girl. She sounds nice over the telephone or whatever. And I say, we got to meet. So, we meet. I go out about an hour away, and I go meet this girl. And you know, I get there, and I guess those are her people. And let me describe to you what she told me, what she looked like. She said she looked like the black Beyonce, whatever that means. At the time, I just thought it was something cool. I mean, I just thought she had a banging body, and she looked like Beyonce but the chocolate version. So when I get there, I say I asked for Bertha, and I know that name sort of rung to me, but at the time I really didn't care. So her name was Bertha. So her cousin's like, well, let me go get her and everything. Now her cousin, you know, they look good, so I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, shit, maybe the apple doesn't fall from the tree. Yo, when I say this motherfucker came out. This motherfucker came out. Have you ever seen Norbit? And I see the caller in the queue, and I'm going to get to you in a minute. But have you ever seen Norbit?
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Just like that. This motherfucker came out with whoa, like it was an earthquake. And she got in the car, and she was like, what? I'm like, well, you lied about the way you look. I ain't never lied about the way I look. I look good as hell. Really? Okay. So, that's her experience. Now, I was still friends with her. She was cool. I'm still friends with her. But,
hey,
sometimes you just got to be careful.
Can I ask you a question?
What's up?
No, I know you're going to get me, man, after I say this, but did you hit some draws?
Yes. And I will describe to you how that happened. Hold on, let me get this other caller, and I will describe a caller from the 832 number. Please take the name where you're calling from.
Oh, shit.
Ashley, I'm calling from Houston.
Ashley Michael Jackson.
Yeah, no.
What's going on, Miss Ashley?
That's
not
crazy.
Much. Just busy.
Yeah, nah.
Well, you missed the announcement, didn't you? Yeah, you did, you little sneaky motherfucker.
I didn't know about the announcement. I mean, I haven't seen or talked to you guys in forever. Rather, talked to you all in forever. So,
well, tell us what's been going on in your life. How's things been going on in Miss Ashley's life?
You know, things got a little rough. My best friend, he died the day after New Year's. So everything's been kind of, you know, a little shaky.
I'm sorry
but
to hear that.
It's a part of life. And me, the person that I am, I'm a very strong person. So, you know, I can't let that stop me from making my move, but I do miss him a lot.
I
was in for a lot of surprises at the beginning of this year too. So, with that being said, it's been kind of rough. But you know, I've been making it. I'm still working and taking care of mine. So, you know,
well,
I'm
good.
Not a woman
that's
to ask
good.
Anything.
I like that. I like to hear shit like that. You know that, well, I came up with the announcement a couple of weeks ago that February, you know, February 16th will be the 3-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
And also, that will be the final episode of Malone Pipeline.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. And the reason why is because I will be coming out with a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Which
you
will
what?
Be airing. Yep, I'm coming out with a TV show. Which will be airing February 6th, Friday, 8 p.m. on Roku TV, Google TV, Apple TV, mostly all the streaming devices. I think that's what they call it. That's what they call it, right, Sartown? Streaming devices?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, cool. I'm seeing you moving up the ladder.
We're trying to make it there. We're trying to make it there. But until then, I'm going to do my best to do this show, well, not every day, but the scheduled times, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, until February 16th. Because I feel like, you know, we need to talk. Everybody, and I want people to call in and on the 3-year anniversary, man. I want everybody to call in.
I mean, of course you do.
And say their final goodbyes. Now, there will be kind of like a spinoff to something, but it would just be strictly for the interviews. So, but you're more than welcome to call in and you know, call in on that, and, you know, who knows, we might be able to talk shit on that.
Okay, cool.
So, but, and Shaitan, let me explain to you how me and this girl had relations.
I'm scared.
I had got four textbooks. I had got four textbooks. Put two on each leg. So that way, I have leverage. Because I'm kind of short. Not down there, but
you is a little midget nigga. So yeah, little midget nigga. Now let me stop.
but so I went in there, and this is it's gonna get real nasty. So please,
you
be
went in
with
there.
Me.
How far you had to go for you to say you went in there?
It felt like I was traveling through Mount Everest. Like I, you know, joke about, you know, big pussies and all that shit, but this motherfucker, like, I could probably stick my whole hand in there and freely.
Damn.
For a big motherfucker, you can get it in.
I wouldn't have never got in it.
Oh, my.
She was like, can you put it in my booty? Really? At this point, I never had done anal before. I've never done anal before. I haven't.
What?
I'm only 18 years old at this time. I never done anal before. I never thought about doing it.
Oh, man.
So, I say yes. Let's go ahead.
Oh, man.
So, I put on some music, Genuine, So Anxious, and I go in, and it's okay, I guess. But then I feel something a little bit squishy.
Ooh.
And I know I'm not in the ass, so it can't be wet. I'm not in the pussy, so that can't be wet. So I'm like, fuck it. I keep on going. Pop, 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 pop. Go ahead. I take it out for a second, and I look down.
Oh, my.
And it's the same color as my dick.
Okay, I'm gonna get off this. I'm gonna get off the show. I heard enough. This is it.
Miss Ashley, when I tell you I wanted to go off, you get what I'm saying, Miss Ashley? I was violated. And the only thing that she tells me, you better go clean it up. What?
Hold on. Hit it with the...
I had to leave. I walked out. And when I got home, Miss Ashley, Sartre, do you know what I bathed with? I bathe with almost every cleaning product that I had in the damn household.
Oh, my. Oh, man. I would have been saying fuck life.
Mm-hmm.
That was
on the same page.
Fuck life. I would have, God, that would have been fuck
like,
life.
Like, I ain't done nothing in life this bad to deserve this.
I was sitting on it, literally.
Oh, man. I can't. Yeah, you were sitting on for real, bro.
And that's why I hate that song, Nicki Minaj, did it on him. Yeah, I just did it on him. Shut up!
You can't get mad with her.
Rewind.
And so that would trip me out, and now it traumatized me because now I don't do anal anymore. People ask me, oh, you want to go and do it? No, I'm good. I'm good. Nope. No anal here. I am good.
You're crazy. Oh, shit. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Miss Ashley, have you ever had a sexual experience gone wrong? And it doesn't have to be necessarily on your part, but it could be on the guy's part.
That his thing was too small. Looked like my baby's.
Oh,
damn.
My.
Wait.
We need to pray right now.
Like when you say small, like
my baby was bigger than him.
Damn. Retweet.
Is like pinky small, or are we talking about like
my baby like, is bigger than him?
Oh, my
oh.
God.
Oh,
was
my.
He hard?
I guess that's what he said.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. All right.
That's what he said. But I was like, you sure? And he was like, yeah, it's something wrong, baby, everything. I got to go. I got to get up.
So what happened? Like, I mean, go ahead, like, elaborate with the story. Like, how did you guys get to that point to where you guys were about to go ahead and get it in? And then what was the reaction,
you know,
after?
You know, just like normal shit. But then, you know, you get the, like, everybody know I like to, you know, do that. So I'm like, okay,
ooh,
I'm getting ready. Yeah. You know, to do what I do. And
when
I got down there, I was like, you okay? And he was like, yeah. I was like, are you sure? And he told me he was fine. And I was like, oh. I was like, well, I got to go. I'm sorry. And I got up and left.
Damn.
Could you have deep-throated this easily?
No, it wasn't going to go deep. It wouldn't have been possible.
Oh, my.
So all you just had to do is just go hop, and that'll be it.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, my.
How about this? Was it cold? Was it cold in there?
No, it was just naturally small.
Naturally. Damn.
Naturally.
Like this.
Okay, what
like
the fuck is naturally small?
It was
what
a disappointment.
Naturally small. Okay.
It's like,
yeah.
It's naturally small for like 4 and below.
What the fuck?
It
okay.
was a 4 and below.
And below?
Damn.
I'm done.
He was just below.
That's another fuck life incident right there. He should say fuck life. Real talk. Just fuck life.
I bet you
no,
told
that's
he
just like, boo.
I bet you he told you he had a big thing and everything,
on.
Didn't you?
Huh?
Didn't he tell you he had a big thing? I bet he told you that and all that to try to sweet talk
you. Yeah, and I was just like, oh, really? And, like, you know me, like, I don't really just play games. I'm not a tease or nothing like that. So you know, I just want you to back up everything you said and get straight to the point. Yep, we got straight to the point.
What if he was good at pussy? Yeah? So that could have been something good.
No.
Maybe. What did he do to him? Would you like? Did you throw some hot water on him to make him talk or something? I don't know.
He can't do nothing for me. I'm gonna be honest.
Wow.
Hell
because,
no.
See, my thing is this. You already lied. You didn't even have to lie, you know. I would have been cool if you would have been real about it. But
so you
would have
still worked
like,
with it. If he, okay, so it would have changed if he just said, yo, look, my shit's smaller than the motherfucker. I ain't going to lie to you.
Then I would have been real. But you didn't come at me correct. Like, you lied. You can't just lie and expect everything to be all right after that. And you lied about something that's a big part of life. Like,
that's
a big part of life.
Wow. Did she just say that's a big part of life? OMG. Like, you can't just lie about something. Yeah, it is.
Ooh. I ain't gonna lie. You know what? I'm with you on that because I ain't gonna lie, goddamn. When I fell in her, I got up and I walked out of my crib, out of my own shit. I got up.
Tell us about your experience, Chuck. Tell us what happened with you.
Hey, and that part right now, I understand, you know, last time I checked, you know, women's supposed to have walls, okay? That's what you're supposed to have, right? In that area, correct? That's what you're supposed to have. You know, the cushion, you know, the cushion, quote unquote. You know what I'm saying? But in this particular situation, this young lady didn't have that. You know? And you know, I'm a very well put together, you know, I'm cool, you know, I'm not like Mandingo, but I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And that made me feel some type of motherfucking way. You know, to the point where I got up, you know, I'm talking about literally, like, dive. You know how, like, you jump in a pool? You know how, like, jump in a pool? No, I don't think y'all hear me. You know how, like, you jump in a pool?
Oh,
nigga.
Literally, and no, let me tell you the killing part. Even I sat up there, and I was, like, I used my tool. Because I'm going to be respectful. I used my tool. And I was, like, swinging around in her area to trying to see, am I tripping? Okay.
Do you realize it wasn't you?
And it was not me. I'm talking about you can go down there, you can yell in her shit, you can hear her shit echo. You can hear yourself. Like,
hello.
That's how, exactly. That's how, like, openly space it was. And I looked. I would never forget
this. Did you reach to China? Did you get to the other side of China?
Nigga, I met Jesus that day. Do you hear me? I met Jesus that day. It was so open. I swear to God, it was enough for a couple football fields and more of it. You know, it was unbelievable.
Oh,
you know, like, what you doing?
See what I'm saying, bro? That's disrespectful.
Like,
that is disrespectful.
Like,
I don't care what nobody say.
That hurt my feelings. Like, I literally wanted to cry. You know, I'm a grown man. I'm gonna say it. You know, because I'm like, damn, okay, she nice. Watch the bam. Then, you know, we get to that part, and then it's like, what the fuck? I look down at myself like, is it me? No, hell no. It's not me, because I even did the test, nigga. I was getting swimming. You know, I used my tool to go in circles to see, is it me? And I didn't feel a motherfucking thing. It was like I was sticking my shit into my...
I'm telling you, that's disrespectful. Like, people think these stories might be fake. That's
everything people think is
disrespectful.
This shit is real. This shit is real, man.
Some people need to take
like
care of themselves. Because I've been down there, and I used to, Shaitan, man, look, check this out, yo. This one girl, you know, 19 years old. I go in there, As soon as I open, I might as well be smelling dumpster. I might as well go to the dump and smell some shit like that because that's the way that it smelt. And then she's talking about, you going to put it in? What? Hell no.
No.
Fuck
you,
know what? You need to go to the doctor.
I had an experience like that. You know what I'm saying? I had a couple little run-throughs like that. And I never went that far. Like, you know, and I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. But obviously, goddamn it, you don't smell yourself. You know what I'm saying? I keep myself together. You know what I'm saying? Like hygiene, that gotta be on top. Your hygiene gotta be on point. You know what I'm saying? Your appearance gotta be on point. You know what I'm saying? To me, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how everybody else feel, especially you know when you trying to have that intimate moment, and it's like, you know, what's going on here? You know, baby, this ain't life. Baby, what you doing? You know, this ain't life. Like, I'm going to go to church. Baby, we going to church together, okay? We're going to have the preacher to pray on your thing because I don't know. I don't know. You need to get the devil out that thing. That's the devil in there. That's the devil smell. On the real, that ain't no hallelujah, thank you, Jesus smell. That's that devil. On the real, that's what death smell like. Goddamn, y'all want to know what death smell like? Put your head down in a area, especially in a female area who just get a freak on and don't clean or wash herself. Baby. And you know it's rough when you can smell her through her pants or her jeans or if she walk past you. Yes, Lord. Y'all know I ain't lying. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I've been through it. I don't give a fuck.
Oh,
I love y'all, lady. I love y'all to death. Don't get it twisted. But some of y'all women out there, I know y'all be going in on guys. There's some nasty, stinking ass niggas out there, too, man. There's some real bogus ass niggas out there. But, ladies, as y'all being women, y'all got to, baby, keep that together. Keep that together, baby, please. Because. And you wonder why? Oh, why you scratching your face up like that, baby? Because you. That's why. What's wrong?
Yo, I want to ask Miss Ashley something. Miss Ashley, I want to ask you a scenario real quick, Miss Ashley. All right, so let's say you've been with this guy, and the very first time that he gave you sex, it was, I'm not gonna say god awful, but it wasn't. What's the word? Up to par. Yeah, that's a word. Yeah, that's a good word. But you guys are, you know, you guys are in a relationship. It's not like it's a one night stand. So you guys are in a relationship. So he grows at it. You know, you guys, it's decent. You guys got to the point to where it's decent. I want to know this: would it fuck your head up if you guys broke up and the last time you had sex with him, he blew you out the water? I'm talking about this nigga put it down like it wasn't no other. Would that fuck your head up?
Yeah, because I'm an ex. Like, when we was together, like, I didn't even fuck around and hurt your feelings on the cool.
Even if he laid it down?
It wouldn't mess me up, but I would have to ask, like, you know, what happened, you know, like, what happened when we were together? You couldn't do this?
What if he said he always had it in him, it's just he couldn't just give it to you the way he wanted to?
Man, I don't know. I probably would just walk away. I would be like, I feel you, bro.
Hey, can I come clean? Cause I've been a victim. Well, I ain't been a victim, but I had somebody to be the victim. Goddamn, but I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in a situation like that there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh my!
Well, you just go Rambo. You hear me? I'm talking about at least motherfucker starstruck. You know how like how fans and shit be when they meet their favorite rapper or movie person or whatever? Hell yeah, leave her ass starstruck. For real?
That's not what's up. If you ain't been doing it for me, then who you been doing it for? Like, no. Nah,
oh my.
That's not what's up.
Get real.
I mean, it don't necessarily mean that though, Miss Ashley. It don't necessarily mean that.
Nah,
man.
In my mind, see, that's what you got to understand.
Oh, well, you
in
my
mind. See, now in my mind, we ain't thinking reality. See, we going to go reality. We finna go fiction, non-fiction, science fiction. We finna hit the loops in my mind. Like, it could be all kinds of possibilities going on now.
Hell no.
I'm going to tell you what I've done, Ms. Ashley. It's like, in my experiences, females have been scared of me. Because they say, all right, so they think I have females say, oh, you sore, so I guess the metaphor must be, you know, that your thing is sore. And I go along with it. I just say, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, I go along with this shit. But then whenever you see I don't...
Bitch, what's wrong?
What's wrong? I mean, I got some Vaseline right here. To help. I need more than Vaseline.
And then you said I got Vaseline.
You see, like one female actually told me, "Miss Ashley, I'm gonna have to get a pillow." Hold on, a pillow? Yes, because I'm gonna be chewing on that motherfucker the whole damn time. Like, I don't want to hurt nobody.
No comment.
You ever gotten into that situation, Miss Ashley, where you just think that this guy is shit has to be, you know, like a little dinky dink, but then when you get up close, it's like, hi.
Hello.
I mean,
hello.
Have I had my own thoughts before? Yeah, but one hello? Thing I've learned not to do is judge a book by its cover. Cause
yes.
I swear I was like, this nigga ain't—he probably ain't gonna do nothing for me. Yeah, we couldn't do it no more after that. I'm gonna say that.
I mean, knocking.
I couldn't handle him. I was just like, I can't handle you. I'm sorry. That gonna happen. That's how it go.
Da 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 da.
Oh my.
This is like, get ready.
I don't know, man. In relationships, is that I feel like sex it does play a part in the relationship, but I wouldn't say it's the best thing because this is my thing. Dudes can get better at sex. You just have to be patient enough to teach them, and females can too.
Let me tell you something. I mean, that's true. You can teach them and this and that. I am 22 years old. Everybody I talk to has to be about 28, 26, in that area. They knocking on 30. I'm 22, basically. I'm not going to sit here as a 22-year-old and waste my time on trying to teach a grown man that's almost 30 on how to please me. Now, if I like it a certain way, that's different, yeah. But if I got to teach you from scratch on how to do anything, nigga, you might as well walk away. Like, we ain't got nothing to discuss.
You ain't gonna
I'm
have to
with you.
Oh, so you wouldn't help a poor brother. Like, I seen this episode on Netflix where this guy, he was kind of like a geeky guy, and you know, he never had sex, and so he met with this beautiful girl, and she was teaching him how to have sex for the next girl that he really wanted to have sex with. And, you know, she was teaching him from, you know, scratch, how to set the mood, the G-spot, what's normally the hot spots for females, and then, you know, she was talking about listening. Sometimes you just have to pay attention not only to what the hell they're saying, but to their accent. Oh, how you doing? So, well, what about that? You want to help a guy, you know, help a geeky type of dude? Just, you know what? I'm gonna rock your world. I'm gonna help.
If Mickey and this dude is supposed to, or whoever, me and this person is supposed to be together, that's a different story. If I'm with you, I'm with you because I am with you. I'm not with you because of sex. Okay. I'm with you because I actually like you and I see something about you that I like. That's different. You know, look, I'm the type of bitch that can have a one-night stand and never ever talk to you again in life. I don't even got to know your name and you ain't got to know mine. We don't got to exchange no information about one another at the end of the day. Okay.
Damn.
But if I got to teach you something, I will be, I promise you, I will get up, walk away, and never say nothing to you again. But if I'm with you because I'm with you and I am in a relationship with you and I like you, I love you, and I'm trying to become something, that's different. I will be willing to teach you, show you. We can use every trick under the sun in the book if you like. That's because I'm doing that for you. Now, I'm not doing that for no outside man. Got to understand that. No, ain't happening. I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going to do it for nobody that... If I'm with you, you get the whole 10.
Oh, turn up.
If we not together, you get the 1 yard, that's it. Nothing else.
What if...
Again,
go ahead.
I mean, then again, depending on if I'm drinking or something, that might be different.
Hey.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question, man. Let me ask you a real question. And I'm going to ask both of you guys this. What if you met this girl and from jump, she never lied to you, she banging, she's everything in the book, she's educated, everything that you're looking for. But she says, I want to be celibate. I want to wait till I get married to have sex. I am a virgin.
Okay.
Did you deal with that?
Did you got to wait on your own time?
I'm sorry, but I'm not on that. You're banging, you're beautiful, all that, I get that to you. That's what's up. You know, I commend you for waiting, quote unquote, until you get married and all that other stuff. But baby, I got needs. I got needs, okay? I have needs. Period, point blank. You know, just like,
so
you know, women have needs, you know, like they like their shoes, they like their purses, you know, they like certain things, you know what I'm saying? That's their needs. Everybody has needs, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes down to that being celibate, good luck on that one. Good luck.
It's real. What about you, Miss Ashley? Well, I wouldn't say a virgin because I think, if you're a male, I'm not saying that he can't be good, but
you're a virgin, you're abstinent. If you're not a virgin, you want to be celibate, that's different.
What if he was celibate then? What about the, you meet him, he says, I'm in a line of celibacy, you know, this is, you know, I'm, but he, you know, he's very goal-oriented, he goes to school, has a good job, everything you're looking for, guys, this is the sex part, he says, we're
going to
have to wait.
The only thing I'm going to ask is I got to make sure that you got one. I can deal with the fact of, okay, sure, you know, I can deal with that. I can. I ain't going to lie to you. We can do it together. But I got to make sure you got all the right body parts. Because there ain't no way, like, I don't need to know that one day you used to be a woman on some type shit. Like, I don't need that in my life. I'm just saying, like, see, I told you how everything worked in my mind. Like, in my mind, I got to go the whole, you got to think about everything at that point.
Hold my damn.
Yeah, I was just asking if he was gonna, if he just wanted to be celibate.
No. See, it don't work like that. It don't work like that because it's something behind it. Like, I got to ask questions. Like, why all of a sudden do you want to be celibate? Like, what made you want to do this? Like, can you, like, I would ask them type of questions. Now, if I don't get the right type of answers or the answers that I'm looking for, automatically I think you're a liar. Because now you just give. Now you just telling me something that you want me to hear. Like, nah, because see, look, think about it. Just open your minds real quick. It is 2015. Why would any man or woman tell you they want to be celibate if they aren't a virgin?
If
they are already
they
not a
life-changing opportunity.
That's some real shit.
Okay, what type of life-changing opportunity did you have for you to want to do this? Did you change your sex is what I'm asking. Like, when you was first born, did it say a man or a woman? Because people would, I watched too much, first of all, I watched too much TV to be trying to understand a man who want to be celibate. Why all of a sudden you just want to be celibate? You got AIDS or something? Is it something you're not telling me? Like, now we got to think about this. Like, I got to think about this. I don't know how I feel about you being celibate. Like, can we go get tested together? I need to see some documentation or something. You got to show me some. It's no reason. I'm sorry. I don't know. Amen. I'd hear that. A woman, okay, cool. I can see me doing that. But a man.
What's the difference between
y'all
you
and men? Like, y'all are men. Like, come on, really? Y'all are men. You can't sit on this phone and tell me that y'all gonna go celibate all because you feel like you talked to the Lord one night and he was like, "Don't have sex no more." And that's what you
say.
Like, you can't. My point exactly. Like, there's no way for you to cover that up.
But me personally, I might say, "Well, shit, I got a lot of kids, so you know, I just want to slow down."
Mm-hmm. Is there something wrong with condoms? Like, you ain't never heard of those?
I'm
like,
allergic.
See what I'm saying? I got an answer. I got a question for everything. Yeah. Close your door.
We're here, people. Malone type line. We're talking about penises, pussies, loose pussies, small dicks. You know, bitches who can't even take care of themselves. Every time they open their fucking their vagina, their vagina lips, fucking sick comes out of it. It might as well be. 773-897-3976 is the number to call in, people. We would love your input on everything what's going on right now. We got 15 more minutes left into the thing. And
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Hello. Yeah, I'm just bullshit.
Hear me?
Yeah, I hear
hello?
You, bro.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm here.
You funny, bro. You funny. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
You remember that cell phone guy from Verizon? Can you hear me now? Good.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, remember him.
That was my shit. That was my commercial, man. That was
Hello,
my motherfucker. So, we're here, people. Yes. Malone type line. I want to get into Young Chi-Town's song, man. Turn up. Chi-Town, man. Tell us about and tell the people about it.
Here we go again, man. Well, the song right here, man, it's called Turn Up. It's actually one of the singles that I'm actually promoting right now. So, you know, everybody, man, y'all check it out. Yeah, even though I know y'all probably heard it like a million times. You know what I'm sizzling. So we finna go ahead and turn it up real quick, though. You know, right here, man, on the show, man, Malone Hype Line. Yes, sir.
Would you like to hear this?
Yeah.
Hey.
Also, I got another song, Miss Ashley, with Kevin. I don't know. Have you heard the joint called My Bitches?
Hey. Ooh.
Well, I'm going to play that for you, too. But let's go ahead with Young Chi-Town. Turn up real quick and here we go.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Cash Money AP.
Hey, LeBron. See, they don't understand this, man. They don't understand the whole lingo. Our whole moves, our whole grind, man.
Hey.
This whole Trunk Music USA shit is
wow.
Real. You know what I'm saying?
It's a hit right here.
You represent some shit. about to go in. Turn up.
Hey, money in my pocket, I'm about to turn up. Loud in the air, I'm about to turn up. Bad chick on the side, I'm about to turn up. And I swear to God, a lame don't wanna act up. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Everywhere that we go, we turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Everywhere we go, we turn up.
You know
turn
I'm Brandon, I'm getting to it. I'm popping bottles. Your chick, yeah, she yellow me. She's a Thotiana. She say she wanna ride with me because she know who I be. I'm getting to the money, Joe, and I don't gotta play no game. Money all up on my mind. These lame niggas out here talking down. Talk about what they go doing. Oh, see, I always stay turned up. Loud smoke up in the air. Yes, I'm getting to the money.
And I wave my hands like I don't care. Money in my pocket, I'm about to turn up. Loud in the air, I'm about to turn up. Bad chick on the side, I'm about to turn up. And I swear to God, a lame don't wanna act up. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Everywhere that we go, we turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Everywhere we go, we turn up, turn up.
I'll turn it up, get money, get a bread. Can't talk to fed, and your thoughts to give me head. Foreign car whip a nigga, y'all niggas scared. I'd rather get this money, y'all be broke instead. I be hustling hard, riding my foreign shit. I ain't worried about nothing, nigga, I just get this money, bitch. This junker, yet I burn it loud. Foreign car, foreign cuss. Chillin' like kid, this nigga wanna talk that shit. Living sweet, got a murder on my damn cuss.
Money in my pocket, I'm about to turn
up.
Loud in the air, I'm about to turn up. Bad chick on the side, I'm about to turn up. And I swear to God, a lame don't wanna act up. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Everywhere that we go, we turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Everywhere we go, we turn up, turn up.
Yo, that was Young Chi-Town. Miss Ashley, how you feeling about that?
I like this song.
I think I heard this song before.
Yeah, I know you probably have.
But I want to get into this other joint now.
I think I
figured
out my head that night.
There's another joint that I did with Kevin Kong. Have you ever heard of Kevin Kong? He's in Houston. He's actually doing big things out there. His song that, Girl, I'm Trying to Bone, Boy, I'm Trying to Bone, or whatever that song is called.
Oh, that's sick.
That was playing on the radio, Stunning on My Ex. He's really doing big things. So me and him collab together on a joint. Now, I haven't really sold people this. I mean, people been hearing it, but I haven't sold you this. I haven't sold JJ yet. But I want you guys to hear and tell me what you think about it, all right?
Yes, though.
Kevin Kong featuring DJ Malone. My bitches, and here we go.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hold up. YGM.
Got a bitch named Taylor, suck me up good, got a mouth like a gator. Smoke a lot of weed, but I'd rather smoke papers. But a pussy tastes good like some type of fruit flavor.
Hold up.
Got a bitch named Nikki, breath kinda bad, so I never let her kiss me. Freaky little hoe, she let me bust up on the titties. Now she IG famous, so the bitch tryna diss me.
Ooh.
Know a bitch named Kayla, fucked a lot of niggas, now she think I'm finna date her. Run a lot of game, I'm a coach, she a player, so I tell her what she wanna hear so I can penetrate her. Had a bitch named Dee Dee, said she was my gal before she even really seen me. Little bitch crazy, try to fight me when she see me, but she break a lot of bread, so I let her sleep with me.
My bitches, my bitches, my bitches, my bitches. My bitches, my bitches, my bitches, my bitches.
Now I knew this girl, one time.
time before. And her name was Helen. She was a white girl though. When it came to the twerk game, she was a pro. And she dropped it down low and took it to the damn floor. Now Jesus was an independent woman. Yellow bone chick, man, straight out of Philly. Face like Malia, ass like Menard. So you already know, man, she going hard. Now Heaven, cute little thing. And she always did this thing with a tongue ring. And she about 5'4", maybe even 5'3". And she from the side town, so you know it's real. Then she sat me in the chair. Then she popped it and working. And she popped it and jerking. And she going berserk. And I can't believe it, man. Man, she's doing for Malone. Me and Kevin Kong, man, we're doing it, though. We going in.
My bitches. My bitches. My bitches. My bitches.
That was my bitches, people. My bitches.
My bitches.
What you think about that joint, Miss Jasmine?
That's a great song.
I just love how she shows a dude's by. That's a great song.
My bitches. My bitches.
Okay.
But I want to say this before we get the hell out of here. I really do appreciate you guys supporting me and just, you know, throughout this whole time, really just being there for your boy, even though when times got hard. And especially to Miss Ashley and JJ, man, they really been here, not since day one, but I count them anyways as day one motherfuckers because they've been here about 2 years anyways. So Miss Ashley, I've been asking people, what's their favorite moments about the show? I mean, what the show's coming to an end pretty soon, but what is one of your favorite things?
I don't know. I always get the laugh, so every moment is my favorite moment.
That's good.
I always get to come here, laugh, get away, have a great time, so. You know, it was never, I've never had a bad experience with the show.
Thank you. Will you be there on the 3-year anniversary on the final show?
Yes, I will.
Okay, good. I need you there.
Because you know, I called in just by on faith. I was like, man, I hope he's on the show. I haven't called in a long time.
I bet you were happy. Yes!
Yeah, I was just like, okay, so check him out. He on.
Yes. Sidetown, what's your favorite part, man? Do you have a favorite part of the show?
To be honest with you, man, I enjoy calling in. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard. Felt a little. Shut up. It's kind of hard felt a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, you're in the show, man. But, you know, we got a lot of things planned, man, a lot of things going on. So, you know, bigger and better things, man. But hopefully, you know, we definitely would, you know, bring the whole Malone hype line back, man. Because, you know, you touch a lot of people, bro. Like, you know, this is an off-the-chain show. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, man. You know, so
yeah. It's
just, you know, like I always say, man, continue, you know, doing what you're doing. You know, and never forget, you know, those who actually, you know, there for you, man, and support as far as, you know, you on your journey, man, and into your endeavors, man. So, you know, straight up.
Real.
Don't start crying. I feel it.
Super Bowl Sunday is this weekend, people. Who you got going for?
Man, hey, who coming over to the crib, man? I got liquor. I got pizza, chicken.
I'm coming.
Everything. Who coming over? Who coming? Who is that? Who is that talking to me? Who is
me?
That? Who is me? Is that me?
I'm going to let you figure it out.
Ooh, yes. Hell yeah, you can come. Hell yeah.
I'm coming. I drink and I like pizza.
Oh, yay. Hey, halftime.
What you drinking first? What you drinking?
Hey. I got a little bit of everything, man. I got Ciroc, I got some Henny, you know what I'm saying? So Vasi, I got everything, man. A little bit of everything, man. You know. Okay. You know? And I make drinks, too. You know, I'm on my little bartender shit a little bit. So I got some things, man, that's going to make you feel yourself. You know, but you're going to be good, though. It's not nothing too crazy. You know, because I ain't a big person of drinking liquor. You know what I'm saying? Just plain and straight like that. Yeah, so, you know, you're going to feel yourself. Please lead that.
Are you going for anybody for the Super Bowl?
The Patriots.
Hell yeah. I love you. Hell yeah. Fuck.
I'm going for Tom Brady.
Shit. Man.
We have fun together.
Malone, is you on there, bro? What you doing this weekend?
Shit, I don't even know at this point. I don't even know. I don't like anybody.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome to come through, man, and party, man. Turn up one time on some grown shit on the real.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You're definitely welcome, bro. On the real. Definitely.
Do I need to bring anything?
You can bring whatever you might want to bring, but definitely bring yourself. Shit.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, okay, man, people. I want to say I appreciate you guys, man, for tuning in, and make sure you guys tune in February 16th.
The
3-year anniversary and the final episode. I want everybody to call in. Everybody who has anything to do with the show, I don't care if we had problems or whatever, call in, man. Call in. It's a celebration, you know, and you at one point in time, people were a part of this. Miss Breebre, you know, I want Miss Breebre to call in. That's the motherfucker. I want that. I want that motherfucker. And I want my baby mama to call in as well, too.
Oh, no.
Ashley, you know, it wouldn't be a show without Vanity.
It sure wouldn't. It would not be a final goodbye without her.
Or Breebre. Or her sister.
For real.
It wouldn't be a real goodbye. Oh, man. But make sure you guys tune in. February 6th is the premiere date for the Grind. We'll be premiering on Roku, Apple TV. I think most of your streaming devices will be able to get it. So make sure you guys tune in with that. That's the premiere date, Friday at 8 p.m. Central Time. Make sure you guys stay tuned in. What up, man?
Tell them, man, who you got as your first interview, man. Tell them, man. Tell them.
Oh, we got a whole bunch of cats, and I got you.
Everybody else don't matter.
I got a couple interviews too. You, Miss Piggy, myself. You know,
yay! Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna dope, be a crazy thing.
It's dope. It's definitely dope, man. It's definitely dope, man. I can't wait, though. I can't. Straight up.
Make sure you guys in, though, man. Don't, you know, if you can't get Roku, I'm also going to be putting it on my YouTube page. So that way you guys can watch it, you know, after the air, whatever. So you guys can watch it. Because I know a lot of people don't have Roku. They don't have Google TV or Apple TV, you know. So I'm putting it on YouTube. Make sure you guys tune in. So, Miss Ashley, bye, time, man. Until next time, man, we out the door. Until whenever.
Yeah.
Let go and take this. Let this take us out.
Hold up, man. Hold the fuck up. I don't think y'all understand what the fuck is going on right now, man. Real talk. It is your boy Young Chi-Town, man. This shit right here is a motherfucking exclusive, nigga.
Step your game up, player.